Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel spoke at a city council budget hearing today, saying the department has changed since he took over. Bethel told the council the department has become more of a grassroots force.
Part of our work is community feedback. Since the time I arrived last year, I travel around the city every month. I'm either talking to my men and women who are in the districts, or I'm talking to the community. And that feedback has been absolutely invaluable. Getting down on the ground, I told folks, you can't do this job sitting in the high tower. You got to get out there in the field. Many of my executive team members are out there with me, listening to those communities, and it holds us accountable.
The commissioner also vowed to beef up police presence at recreation centers this summer in order to keep young people safe. A 4th of July alternative is in the works. A coalition of organizations in Philadelphia's historic district is planning the second annual Red, White, and Blue To-Do parade and party on July 2nd. That's the day the Continental Congress voted in 1776 to revolt against England, but the resolution wasn't formally adopted until 2 days later. This summer's event will begin with a parade through Old City, organized in part by Wawa Welcome America. Its chief operating officer is Nicole Allen.
Following the pomp and parade on July 2nd, we will be producing, in partnership with our friends at Historic Philadelphia, a all-American block party on 3rd Street. It will feature everything that we have come to love about Wawa Welcome America: activities, entertainment, games, family-friendly events, and more.
There will also be performances scattered around the historic district featuring a host of genres, including mariachi, klezmer, and jazz. Well, it certainly doesn't feel like July or summer outside today. A brisk 47 in Center City, Philadelphia, with some breezy conditions as well. Those winds sticking around into tonight. Overnight temperatures drop down to below freezing.